Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It's our annual National Night Out show, and we have a full house this morning to talk about National Night Out in the region. And it's the big event is tomorrow, but some areas are holding things for the next couple of days in Spotsylvania through the week. And we'll talk about all of that this morning with, from King George, Public Information Officer Keisha Wharton is here. Keisha, this is your first time here. Good morning, and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. Also, from the city, Officer Christine Aaron is back with us. Christine, good to have you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And First Sergeant Daryl English from Stafford is here.
Good morning. Thanks, Ted.
And from Spotsylvania, the one and only First Sergeant Sean Jones.
Starting already. Good morning, Ted. How are you?
It has been National Night Out shows with you, Sean. You're legendary in this hour, so...
That's Daryl English right there.
We're looking for some good things this morning. Well, let's start off first of all, as we're going to talk about what everybody's doing numerous times and just talk about the concept and all. But Spotsylvania kicked this off yesterday.
That's correct. We kicked it off yesterday with the Rock the Block event held in front of the Public Safety Building. It was a partnership with Dollars for Doorbells, which is a veteran organization. He wanted to do something for the community with their organization and bring an awareness. And what better time to do it than partner in kick off National Night Out Week.
National Night Out for Spotsylvania, a little bit different this year because you're going to be, as usual, at having a big event at the town center, but you're doing something throughout the week.
Yeah, we had stuff going on throughout the week. Kicked it off yesterday. Tomorrow we're going to be at the Spotsylvania Town Center from 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Also, Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to be at two of our senior communities, interacting with them, having a couple of events with them since they can't get out and make it to some of the National Night Out events that we're having. And then also that Friday, we have a family movie night in front of the Public Safety Building as a partnership with Spotsylvania Parks and Rec. And then Saturday, we have Family Fun Fest at the Salem Church Library and also a pool party at Loriella Park. So we're going to be busy. And our crime prevention officer, Deputy Rich Vasquez, he's going to be going to a few of the other communities and neighborhoods as well throughout the week.
Okay. Daryl English, First Sergeant Daryl English with the Stafford Sheriff's Office. You also do some things, have the big event tomorrow night, but
right.
You do some things too in some of the neighborhoods.
Ours will kick off tonight at one of our subdivisions in Austin Ridge, and then tomorrow night it'll be at Target Stafford Marketplace, and we start at 6 o'clock and we'll run till 9. And then also we have about 20 subdivisions doing their own individual events that they'll be doing tomorrow night. And then on Wednesday night we will be at Celebrate Virginia doing their event that they're kicking off with theirs.
And I know usually the event tomorrow night with all the subdivisions, and maybe even tonight, but I know the sheriff will go around.
Yeah, sheriff tries to make every one of the subdivisions, and we'll have a deputy at each one of the subdivisions also. So it gets time consuming for him to try to hit all of them, but he tries to hit a majority of them tomorrow night.
In King George, Public Information Officer Keisha Wharton, your event starts tomorrow night at the high school.
Yes, at the King George High School. It starts at 5 and runs through 8 p.m. We're going to have, it's not just a King George Sheriff's Office law enforcement event. We're going to have, or EMS plays a big part in our celebration there. So does Virginia State Police and Virginia Conservation Police. We have a lot of guests that show up. Delegate Margaret Ransone will be there. The sheriff will be there. It's just kind of a big all hands event down there.
Well, and there's plenty of space. You use up the parking lot,
we use up pretty much every bit of space there. Yes, because we between the canine demonstrations, our SRT team demonstrations, we end up. People end up doing a lot of walking around, and we use up a lot of that area just to be able to put on the different shows and have all the booths set up. And
Starts at 5 o'clock in King George tomorrow night, 5 to 8 at the King George High School. Now, in the city, Officer Christine Aaron, a little bit different where you don't get everybody together, but you work with the neighborhoods in the city.
That's right. We asked the neighborhoods to host an event in their neighborhood, and we, too, make rounds to each neighborhood. The chief and the captain will be going. I know that we've asked some of Fredericksburg City officials to come out, maybe. Mm-hmm. I know last year we had LaBravia Jenkins came out, and I believe she's coming again this year. So we have also some senior neighborhoods that we're going to be visiting. We start a little earlier with them. It'll be around 2 p.m. And usually they finish up around 5, but then the neighborhoods usually kick it off between 5 and 9. Just depends on the neighborhood and the size of the neighborhood. Heritage Park has a huge celebration, which Fredericksburg Fire Department comes down to that.
Okay.
We have Hazel Hill that will also have the fire department. And then they usually make a rotation out and hit some of the other subdivisions and stuff. We have what's called single point of contacts in the city. So those are police officers that are assigned to that area. And those single point of contacts will be with their neighborhoods, too. To be there for their events.
I've gone around with some of them in different times in the last couple of years, and they're well known in those communities.
Oh yeah. That's kind of the goal, of having the single point of contact with their neighborhoods. They make great relationships with their neighborhoods. I know that like College Heights, for example, is very close with their single point of contact, Sergeant Hill. They get to know them. They know what's going on in some of their personal lives, and it creates that really strong bond so that the door is open when there's an issue in that neighborhood, they can come on out. And it's nights like National Night Out that really solidify that relationship.
Yeah. Well, you were telling me a little bit earlier that the number of neighborhoods involved this year up from last year.
It is. We're really excited. Last year was 8 neighborhoods, and this year we have 13 neighborhoods. So that exceeded our goal. We were hoping for 12, and we got 13. So we, as the event grows, it will just get bigger and better, and we'll see where we go from here.
It's National Night Out. It is. We're focusing on what's happening in the city, Stafford, Spotsylvania, and King George. 5 to 8 tomorrow night at King George High School. Stafford 6 to 9. At the Target there at Stafford Marketplace on 610, and in Spotsylvania, 5 to 8:30 tomorrow night at Spotsylvania Town Center. More coming up with First Sergeant Sean Jones, First Sergeant Daryl English, Officer Christine Aaron, and Public Information Officer Keisha Wharton. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
We're talking National Night Out. It is tomorrow night, the big event. And as we've talked about and we'll remind you of throughout the morning, that there are some other events going on in Stafford and Spotsylvania over the next few days also. First Sergeant Sean Jones, Daryl English, Christine Aaron, and Keisha Wharton here from area law enforcement to talk about everything. Sean, this is we talk about community policing, and this is all of you here are involved in some form of community policing, but this is something I know. I mean, you're really committed to this, and this is just another way to get the word out and get you guys out.
It's a great way to get the word out about what we're doing as an agency, but it's a good way to build partnerships with the community. We have law enforcement agencies that's going to be out there. We have fire and rescue and other vendors that have different things that they can provide to the citizens in our community as well. It's a very great time. Everybody comes out. You might see some folks dancing. We don't have the dancing deputy like Stafford, but we do try. But, I mean, you get out, dance with deputies, interact with deputies, learn about our SWAT team, learn about our canines. A lot of different demos throughout the night for the folks. It's just going to be a great time. Free food. Sweet and Sassy's Barbecue is coming out, giving out free barbecue sandwiches. Papa John's giving out free pizza. Rita's Ice. We have a lot of different vendors coming out giving free food as well. And got to give a huge shout out to 7-Eleven. they sent us a ton of coupons that we're going to be giving out, mm-hmm. free food for folks as well. So it's going to be a great time.
I've seen you do a little bit of dance. Was it a couple of years ago you did
negative.
I think I had something to do with you dancing.
Negative. So. We're not big like Stafford with the dancing thing, Spicy. We try, but I'm a rhythmless. I'm just rhythmless. I can't dance.
The fact it's all done in fun, all the what goes on with a lot of these things, but these are ways you're able to connect with the community by doing these things. If I'm a kid or if I'm an adult and I see Sean Jones out there having fun.
Oh yeah, sometimes you got to take one for the team. Yesterday I got in the dunk tank and the little kids were dunking me all for a couple hours. It was great, but yeah. You just got to take one for the team. You know, Daryl's showing video of me dancing with the seniors, but the seniors like it. So
it's proof right here.
So we have the opportunity to get out there and do something for folks. We get out there and do it, and you know, make friends and so forth.
Keisha, the event in King George, same kind of thing. I mean, you guys mentioned you use the whether it's with the dogs or you know all the different things. Everything you're involved with, you're able to interact with the community.
Yes, and we think it's very important because so many interactions with the police from the public, you have something, it's a negative aspect to it, whether it be they're getting a ticket or, they've been a victim of a crime. Mm-hmm. And so this gives an opportunity for us to interact in public in a positive way. And as like Sean was saying, try to build that partnership with them. Let them also see that we're people just like everyone else. Have fun, dance a little bit, you know, and enjoy the music and enjoy the demos and just give them a little bit of an inside peek at what we do. At the same time, just be able to socialize with the public.
Well, I know a lot of work goes into National Night Out, but at the end of the day, it's all worth it.
It's all, totally. We look forward to this event every year, and we get, like, the whole office is involved. We are not, you know, quite as big as some of the agencies like, you know, Stafford and Spotsy and stuff, but we get everybody's involved in some aspect there, and we just enjoy being able to, one, all be out together, and also to be out there with the community and so many members there, to be able to speak to them and just have a good, positive interaction.
Officer Christine Aaron with City Police, you do a lot in the community and with kids, and it's always interesting to see you interact with kids just because they look at officers, and when you can be see an officer up close,
yeah,
that's
they really
a big deal.
Give you superhero status, you know, and that's when I tend to, you know, dance a little bit is whenever there's music on and the kids are around. That they'll get me every time, you know, for the sake of them, you know, like, you know, Sean was saying, you take one for the team on that, you know, it just doesn't matter. They love just to see you in your uniform, just being a normal person. You know, sometimes I'll see kids out of uniform and they'll be like, whoa, you're a, and I'm like, I'm a mommy, or I'm a person, yeah. Or I'm a, you know, because they get used to seeing you in your uniform. And that's really, I think, an awesome, you know, to have it be the opposite, you know.
So, and I guess it's important to be in uniform at certain times, obviously. But other times, I guess it is good in your case, especially because the city focuses so much on the personal. You know, you're dealing with people really personally. Many of you live in the community and all of that.
We live in the community. We work in the community. We have our families here in the community. That goes right up from the captain on down. You know, there's a good population of us officers that actually live in the city, and we take it, you know, we take it to heart, you know, that this is our community that we police, we care about, we're raising our children, and it's just really important.
It would be interesting to see kids who see you in this role and to see you with your kids.
Oh yeah.
And all of a sudden to realize she's a mom.
Yeah. It's fun. You know, it doesn't matter where we are. We go to, you know, the pool, you know, we'll see kids. Then my daughters are always saying that they see kids that you know, that kid goes to school, and then they realize the child will see me and say, "Wait, but you're the police officer," you know, and that's just, it's really neat to have those connections regularly.
First Sergeant Daryl English with Stafford Sheriff's Office, you've been doing the big event at Stafford Marketplace for a while, but also in the community for a while too. I guess realizing Stafford is such a big place, this is a way to try to get a hold of everybody.
Yeah, this is going to be our 11th year at the Stafford Marketplace, and it gets bigger and bigger every year. Last year, we probably estimated between 6,500 to 7,000 people, so we're hoping that event will bring that much this year too. We got over 100 vendors this year at the Stafford Marketplace, and they'll be giving free stuff away also. And we also have McDonald's bringing in the Hamburglar will be there this year at the Stafford Marketplace. So that's the first time for the event. So, and Lieutenant Diggs did text me, Sean, if you want dance lessons, he will give tomorrow night.
Well, he might need to give them to you because, like, you're the only one in here that hasn't said anything about dancing for your community. I'm just saying.
Okay.
National Night Out is our focus this morning. We're talking about what's going on in Spotsylvania, Stafford, King George, and the city. There are events going on all week in some cases, but especially tomorrow night, and that's what we're going to focus on and continue to give you information on what's going on as we go along this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sean, the event... You've done, besides the big event that you've always done in recent years, you have tried to do a little bit more in other in the community, and in this year you are really kicking that off, and you started, like you said, that off yesterday.
That's correct.
And I guess it is. It's a way as you deal with a larger locality. Not everybody's able to make it to the one big event one night.
No, not everybody's able to make it. Like our senior community, a lot of those folks are not able to make it out to that huge event. Plus, it's going to be hot for them. So we're going to go to them and have some positive interaction with our seniors as well. They love when we come by. We usually have a good time. Some of them like to dance and line dance and all that good stuff. So we go and just have a good time interacting with our seniors. We try to interact with everyone. We even have a preschool tours coming by for a tour of the office throughout this week as well. So it's going to be a great time.
Well, and you've done in the last few years had a real emphasis toward senior citizens, whether it's collecting items for them at Christmas time or you just did one a few weeks ago.
Yeah, our seniors are often forgotten, and a lot of our seniors are either on fixed incomes or they are raising their grandchildren. And they just don't have the resources. So we try to give back to our seniors and let them know that they're not forgotten.
As far as the event tomorrow night, I guess when you talk about how just the scope of it, I mean, both you and Daryl, I know, and Keisha, you too, there's a lot of setup involved. There's a lot of planning involved. This kind of event doesn't just happen.
It doesn't happen. There's a lot of planning involved. We have to do operations plans. We have to work with county maintenance to get some of the resources that we need there. There's a lot of people that just come together to make this one night special and make this a great event for our whole community. Phone's going off right now. Everybody's looking for me because we got things that we need to get done today.
Well, you're a busy guy, too. Yeah.
And Lieutenant Diggs is more than welcome to come to check us out tomorrow, too. I'm just throwing it out there.
Daryl, when do you start setting up for everything for National Night Out?
We start late March is when we start kicking our stuff off. So it takes we've had numerous meetings with our vendors and also with our communities. Last week we had a meet and greet with the sheriff at the sheriff's office. We provide them with cake and stuff, and then we present them with their certificate and a picture with the sheriff, and then the following week we had a meeting with the neighborhoods, and also they got to meet the sheriff. We also presented him with a certificate. So our event starts in March, and like I said, it's about a 2 or 3 month event before we get kicked off.
Well, both you and Spotsylvania have been recognized nationally for what you've done.
We have. We win every year. We won. I think we were 17th place last year. In our subdivision.
Sure about that? I think you was like 21 and we were like 26.
That was the year before last.
Oh, something like that, but we're coming for you this year. I'm just throwing it on the table.
We're
coming
for you. We beat them every year.
I think we should settle that with a dance off. Just saying.
Yeah.
Let's just settle that with a dance off. We'll get D from the B over here.
We could do it and let's go live, Facebook Live with it this morning. Me, Daryl, Christine, Keisha. I mean, let's do it. It's for the community, right?
We all dance.
Are you scared, Daryl? Go ahead and test Lieutenant Diggs like you do every other time.
I don't think we'll do that.
It's getting real up in here this morning.
I don't think we'll do that this morning.
You can even join us with your Crocs.
Again, I don't think we'll do.
There it is.
We don't think we'll do any of
getting
that.
Getting real.
National Night Out, our focus this morning. Spotsylvania, it's from 5 to 8:30 tomorrow night at the Town Center. In Stafford, it's from 6 to 9 at Stafford Marketplace at the Target there from 6 to 9. King George, 5 to 8 at King George High School. And in the city, in the neighborhoods tomorrow, beginning, you said, Christine, around 2 o'clock and some.
To our seniors, because we just don't want to, you know, just overtax.
Yeah, yeah, and then tomorrow night
into
the evening. So into the neighborhoods in the city. More coming up. Sean Jones, Daryl English, Christine Aaron, and Keisha Wharton here. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
National Night Out is tomorrow. It's our focus this morning with, from King George, Officer Keisha Wharton, Officer Christine Aaron from the city, First Sergeant Daryl English from Stafford, and from Spotsylvania, First Sergeant Sean Jones. Daryl, this is Stafford's 11th year. I can remember National Night Out years ago, and it never was. It was more of just kind of turn your light on and get to know your neighbors.
Right.
It has really changed over the years.
Oh, it has tremendously, because like you said, we just did neighborhoods, and we were only getting 6-7 neighborhoods at one time. But now, like you say, it's 20 neighborhoods we're doing, and plus the marketplace. So it's a major event. When we first started the marketplace, we just started on the side of Target with some popcorn machine, and Quail Harbor Rescue Squad assisted, and they did a few things, and then it just blossomed from there. So I have to give credit to Quail Harbor Rescue Squad for really keeping this event going, and we're taking it on and keep running with it.
Well, a little bit earlier, Officer Aaron from the city talked about how you kids will look at her and just kind of with awe. And it's the same way with any of these events. Kids get to see up close law enforcement.
Exactly, because we have all our equipment out there for them to get hands on, to see the officers and speak with them at the marketplace, and like I said, also at their neighborhoods, that they'll be able to interact with the deputies.
Well, boy, and Sean, you talk about this day and age, how important this is, because there's not a week that goes by where we either don't see in a police report, or we see national stories or state stories with the opioid problem and other things out there. Things like National Night Out right now, this is a key time.
It's a key time. Not only National Night Out, it's about getting to know your local law enforcement and other resources in your community, but it's also about bringing awareness of things that are going on and having resources. This year, we're doing something a little bit different in response to the opiate problem that's going open and heroin problem that's going on. We're going to have a resource table out there and some pamphlets and so forth, so we can educate citizens on what's going on as well.
Well, and we've talked about this. You've been in here when we've done shows on this, of where this problem is just, it's just taken off, and it's scary what a problem it is now.
It's a growing problem. It's not just a Spotsylvania, a Stafford, King George, a Fredericksburg problem. It's a nationwide problem, and we need to come together and try to find some ways so we can stop this problem so it won't affect our youth.
Well, and I know that there have been a lot of regional efforts, and there'll be more programs. I mean, I know you were involved, brought the Attorney General in a couple of years ago now. Came to Germana.
That's correct. The Attorney General came to Germana. We have a good working relationship with Germana Community College Police Department, and they're actually going to be at National Night Out tomorrow as well.
Keisha, it doesn't. You know, we talk about these drug problems and the problems that we see everywhere, and it's not as though rural King George is immune. You're dealing with the same things.
No, it's the problem has grown exponentially since I started in 2001, and you know, the word heroin stuff was not something you heard all the time, as far as if you got a call about it was kind of rare, but now it seems like it's constant. and with our deputies now carrying Narcan on them, and we've had multiple Narcan saves within our jurisdiction, and it's just kind of put it in our face just how bad this problem is and how outreaching it is.
Well, and it's not the kind of thing. Initially, I remember when you started hearing about it, and you think, well, this must be a kid's problem, but it's all ages.
No, it affects everyone, from the adults to the children to just the community as a whole. It's an epidemic, as people have already labeled it, and like Sean said, trying to kind of come together and put our heads together about educating the public and trying to find a resolution to this, or at least a way to improve things, is a challenge.
I remember First Sergeant Daryl English with the Stafford Sheriff's Office a few years ago. I think the first time I heard about this, the Sheriff Decatur was in, mm-hmm. and or it might have been Sheriff Jett, but and I was just so surprised that it had come back, just because you thought this was heroin and this kind of thing were things you heard about years ago. And I can remember them saying, no, it's coming, and you're going to start hearing a lot more about this.
Right, just like they've been saying here, it's an epidemic, and not only just our community, the United States, worldwide. And I think it's getting – we're on the Triad Council, Sean and Christine and I are on the Triad Council for Stafford and Spotsylvania and Fredericksburg, and they think now it's becoming a senior issue now too with this problem. So yeah, we're trying to work a way to address that.
It's not just when people think heroin, they think a needle and a spoon, but we're mm-hmm. are pushing it off in the senior community. It's in the form of prescription pills, because as you age, you process your prescriptions differently. And so it's becoming an epidemic that is overwhelming. The Attorney General has a big campaign going that we're helping with. And that's why I was really happy to hear that he's coming to National Night Out too. So it's another great way to come together for the use of spreading some information that could really have an impact.
Well, it's scary that it's such a wide group. I mean, with any group, it's tough. But boy, yeah, when you're dealing not with the whole population, there are avenues where they can get addicted.
Yeah, we joke a lot around with one another about our community events, whether it's Spotsylvania or Stafford or Fredericksburg, King George.
I had noticed.
Yeah, but really, really, it's the addiction doesn't see those lines, doesn't see county lines, but is absolutely everywhere, So it's just really unfortunate. But, by coming together like this, I was actually going to say earlier before the gentleman started, giving each other a hard time, that I really do find this National Night Out to be one of the proudest times, as we do all come together on just a regular level in law enforcement to speak about issues that really can have a major effect on our community, the drug abuse issue, but also getting to know our neighbors and, for the sake of preventing crime.
Yeah. Well, I remember last fall, Daryl, I had never even heard of Narcan. And I remember you all had a press conference where you described how it's used.
Yeah, we kicked it off last. It'll be a year in August that we kicked that program off as far as Narcan, and we had some training with fire rescue and just to educate the deputies. It's just they carry it in their pocket, stick it up the nose, and just spray it off, and brings them out of that. So it is costly. It costs about $36 to $40 a hit. That costs the sheriff's office that we had to provide that for the deputies to have that on. But just like she said, it saves lives, and we've saved lives with it. So it's a quality of life thing issue now that we're doing that. So,
but and more and more, I guess, Keisha, you look at these problems, and it is something where you have to you all have to work together and team up regionally.
Yes, like they were saying, there's no county lines when it comes to this problem. It's all of our problem. And so us being able to team up and try to brainstorm, figure out our resources and what we can do to educate the public and offer assistance, that's just one of the challenges that we're facing.
Well, and you all work together, whether it's on this problem or any problem. The one thing, as I've gotten to know all of you over the years, Daryl, you all work together when something has to be done.
We joke around, but yes, we do. We got a good working relationship with all three jurisdictions here.
Daryl's like my little brother, or my older brother. He's been in this game for about 35, 40 years, so that's like my older brother right there. You need something, you got to call the crime prevention guru, Daryl English.
All right.
The legend.
Sean Jones here, Daryl English here, Christine Aaron here, and Keisha Wharton here. We're talking about National Night Out and in law enforcement. And, you know, we talk about the importance of, and we've talked about just the importance of just how the community can come together. I'm glad you mentioned that, Christine, just about how this is a proud time for all of you, because you all, you all do support each other, and when there are problems, nobody hesitates to get together and have a regional kind of approach to something.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's we all know on a daily basis that we do outreach. We try to reach our communities individually, but this is, you know, tried and true one day where we all reach out together for the sake of the community, you know, to create those relationships, it's all in the name of positivity, you know. You know, we don't always bring the best news when we come as police officers, but this is definitely one time when we're a solid unit coming out to the community with, you know, the best intentions and good times.
Sean, one of the things we're always dealing with scams, and it seems a few years ago scams were targeted to senior citizens, and they are targeted. But boy, they're everywhere now, and you got to be careful.
Yeah, and also you got to be careful at your local ATM or your gas machines, because people are putting skimmers on those items and getting your personal information.
And now they're inside. They're more and more. They're inside. They're not the outside
ones.
They're
getting more and more sophisticated on a regular basis.
One of the things I've heard is to look for, there's a seal on the gas pumps, and to make sure that there's a seal there that hasn't been broken.
That, and I also like to, people think I'm kind of crazy when I do it. When I go to the gas pumps now, if I don't go inside and pay, I go ahead and pull and just yank on it and make sure it's still there and it won't come off. I've been a victim of it. I got hit at a gas pump once before, actually two times. So I've been a victim, and that's why I check.
That's interesting. I never thought of doing that.
Yep.
But I've gotten to the point too where you start to think it's just so easy to do it at the pump, but is it worth it?
Lately I've been taking an extra step just to go inside, because like I said, I've been a victim twice and I'm afraid of getting hit again.
Well, no, you get phone calls, you get emails that look just like the real thing.
Yes. I mean, you know, just last week I was dealing with some folks cashing fraudulent checks, and their checks look authentic payroll checks, and the bank couldn't tell until later on that day.
Mm. We just had that situation this past week too. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so what happens?
Yep. They were just using fraud. They don't say just, but they were using checks. They'll actually try to cut and paste an emblem from a very prominent business, you know, that we all know and believe and trust in. And they'll try to use those
just to cash
as
them.
Checks. Yeah. That, you know, and it just, it depends. You know, if they try to deposit, maybe they tried Spotsylvania, didn't work.
What?
Then they try Fredericksburg, and it might work, depending on your teller, depending on your bank, you know.
Yeah, what happened was we had folks that were coming from out of town, and they were trying to deposit and cash a fraudulent check at one of our local banks. They were able to get away with two checks earlier that day, and they were very suspicious, and good work with the teller and some other resources. They were arrested and taken into custody.
Mm. Always something out there, and just with the internet is so easy and accessible, but if you're not careful, you're going
to
find yourself in a lot of trouble.
Ahead of it. Mm-hmm. You got to stay one step ahead. And that's the problem.
So again, the different kind of programs and the different kind of things that you'll all have available tomorrow night for National Night Out at your events, you have things of there are different fraud things, that wide range of things that you can find at National Night Out.
Something for younger folks, something for teenagers, something for older folks, something for everyone in your family. It's a big, huge family-oriented event. a lot of crime prevention resources and awareness that's going to be going on throughout that evening as well.
The whole event is free, so it doesn't we also tell our vendors when they're coming, their event has to be free. They can't be selling anything, so it's a free night for the family to come out. We're going to be doing hot dogs. I think we got 2,000 hot dogs that we're doing just to give away that night too, so we're going to be busy.
When we come back, we're going to wrap it up and talk about locality and what's happening and what you can expect on National Night Out. Keisha Wharton, Christine Aaron, Sean Jones, Daryl English here. We'll wrap it up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
National Night Out is tomorrow night, and that's what we're focusing on this morning with First Sergeant Sean Jones from Spotsylvania. I knew something like that would happen.
Wow.
And Sean will never let me forget this.
You know he's got on his mind, don't you?
Public Information Officer Keisha Wharton from King George here. Officer Christine Aaron from the city and First Sergeant Daryl English from Stafford here this morning. Daryl, I'll start off with you. And your event is, Stafford Town Center is where you're going to be at.
All right. Well, our event starts out tonight, and it starts out at Austin Ridge Homes. It'll be a big event at their pool. And then tomorrow is our big event with Stafford Marketplace. Starts at 6 o'clock, runs till 9. We got over 120 vendors that'll be at the event. And also we have about 20 subdivisions doing their events also in different subdivisions. And then on Wednesday night, we'll be doing Celebrate Virginia, a senior community that will be doing National Night Out with them.
And this is, it's a great event. Lots of people show up, and it's a chance to see your neighbors.
Yes, exactly right. And everything that they're providing was free, and it'll be a free event for the residents of Stafford County. And we will have plenty of equipment at Stafford Marketplace for people to look at. And deputies there to speak to, and also deputies will be at each event, each subdivision.
In the city, Officer Christine Aaron with Fredericksburg City Police, a little bit different. You handle a little bit different in the city of where you're. It's more neighborhood focused.
Yes, we have three neighborhoods that are going to be throwing an array of parties, pool parties, barbecues, and we'll start at 2 in our senior communities. And that'll go clean into the evening to about 9 p.m. And we'll also have the chief of police will be coming around. The patrol captain will be coming around. Vice Mayor Withers and the city manager, Tim Brody, will be going around. LaBravia Jenkins will be going around to visit the communities. And we'll also have officers in those communities as well.
Well, and it's just it's a chance for everybody to meet you guys.
Meet each other just in the name of crime prevention and, you know, good times.
Well, and so often, and I'm really guilty of this, and especially because I've got some newer neighbors that I haven't, they moved in a couple of months ago. If they walked in here right now, I couldn't tell you. I don't know their names. I don't know what they look like, and it's terrible.
Right. You know, it's just to make that quick acquaintance. It's not saying that, you know, you have to get to know anybody more than you want to. But, you know, just to be able to say, you know, I know that person lives two doors down. So if maybe, you know, you see something that doesn't look right sometime, you'll know. And that'll be the time that little red bell goes off when you're like, oh, maybe I need to give the police a call and just have them swing by.
Yeah.
You know.
Keisha Wharton, a public information officer with King George, you're tomorrow night at King George High School.
Yes, we have just one big centralized event, and that's going to run at King George High School from 5 to 8. We're going to have canine demonstrations. Our special response team is going to do a demo. That's basically like our SWAT team. We're going to have fire rescue demonstrations as well. We'd have child identification kits being made there, plus just community crime prevention literature and things like that to hand out and also just talk to people about. This is going to be the first year we're going to have actually a target shooting simulator there for some folks to be able to participate in. And so it's just going to be a big fun event, lots of music, lots of fun, and we certainly are looking forward to it.
And in Spotsylvania, I have to make sure that the
say the best will last, right?
Where I live gets a little time to explain what's happening in Spotsylvania. First Sergeant Sean Jones.
We just got a lot of activities going on for the community. Tomorrow night, Spotsylvania Town Center, open to Spotsylvania residents. Also, I'm going to say Fredericksburg residents and Stafford, too, because they usually end up at our National Night Out event. But it's open to everyone in our community. Free event from 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Spotsylvania Town Center. Friday night at the Public Safety Building, it's a movie night, Alvin and the Chipmunks, family-oriented event. Come on out. Doors open 7:45. The movie starts when it gets dark. And then also Saturday from 10 to noon, the Family Fun Fest event at Salem Church Library. And then also Saturday evening, Loriella Park, a community pool party from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. All jokes aside, we have a great time coming here and promoting our National Night Out. But if I can speak for all of the agencies here, if you can't make it out to a National Night Out event, please turn on your light, your outside porch light, and show your support for your local law enforcement and your community. And let's make this a happy, successful, and great National Night Out in all of our localities for everyone.
Well, and get to know your neighbors and do the things in the community that you need to do.
If you can't make it to it, like Ted just said, get to know your neighbors. Go knock on your door and introduce yourself if you don't know your neighbors. Just get out and show that we're all united for one common cause.
Well, thank you for all that you guys do. This is always a great show.
Best
you
and, show of the year, isn't it?
You and Daryl here together are always.
Right. They didn't disappoint, did they?
They did not. No. They never do on the National
Night Show.
We have
a dance off coming up right in a few minutes, right?
I think I'm busy.
Okay.
So. Sean Jones, Daryl English, Christine Aaron, and Keisha Wharton here. Thank you all, and good luck on National Night Out tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is it for Town Talk. We will see you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.